Discipline. Enduring success is built on discipline, an appreciation that you must give yourself orders and obey them. Like compound interest, this subject may be boring, but its results in the long term can be spectacular. Great achievers know that while the universe is built by atoms, success is built by minutes. They are masters when it comes to their use of time. An integrated mind. Successful people have a good relationship with their unconscious or subconscious mind. They trust their intuition. And because intuitions are usually right, they seem to enjoy more luck than others. They've discovered one of the great success secrets. When trusted to do so, the non-rational mind solves problems and creates solutions. Prolific reading. Look into the habits of the successful, and you'll find that they're usually great readers. Many of the leaders and authors covered here attribute the turning point in their lives to picking up a certain book. If you can read about the accomplishments of those you admire, you cannot help but lift your own sights. Anthony Robbins remarked that success leaves clues, and reading is one of the best means of absorbing such clues. Curiosity and the capacity to learn are vital for achievement. Thus the saying, "Leaders are readers." The person who seeks growth, Dale Carnegie said, must soak and tan his mind constantly in the vats of literature. Risk-taking. The greater the risk, the greater the potential success. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Be action-oriented. Realizing the power of expectation. Successful people expect the best, and they generally get it, because expectations have a way of attracting to you their material equivalent. Since your life corresponds pretty much to the expectations you have of it, the achiever will argue, why not think big instead of small? Mastery. Advanced beings can turn any situation to their advantage. They're masters of their souls, captains of their fate. When other parties are involved, they will seek solutions in which gains are maximized for all. In the words of Catherine Ponder, you do not have to compromise in life if you are willing to let go of the idea of compromise. Well-roundedness. Achievements mean little if we are not a success as a person. The capacities to love, listen, and learn are vital for our own well-being, and without them, it's difficult to have the fulfilling relationships that we need to both renew us and inspire achievement. Notes on the text. The list of classics in this selection is not definitive, but I hope it's representative of the genre. While all the books have been bestsellers, the main criterion for their inclusion was their impact and renown, or whether they filled a niche in terms of a particular subject or person. The books on Shackleton, Lincoln, and Eleanor Roosevelt, for instance, may not be the original classic works relating to their subject, but are standout works of a comparatively new genre that attempts to extract the leadership lessons from the lives of the famous. The leaders discussed are not specific markers for your own success. It's generally not a good idea to compare yourself to other people, but their stories illustrate a way of success that anyone can apply. Some readers will notice that the majority of the authors are male. This is because most of the success gurus have been men, and men have written the bulk of the landmark How I Did It autobiographies. However, since women are a powerful force in the emerging personal coaching field, and the great majority of new businesses are being started by women, this is likely to change. So, onward to the classics. I hope you find as many usable ideas in these works as I have. What's provided here is only a taste of the literature, the main ideas, context, and impact of each title, which sits within a tradition of criticism and review. Scholars of success will want to feast on the real thing, so don't hesitate to acquire those titles that inspire you.